Over 250,000 patients will undergo bariatric surgery in the U.S. each year, which represents only about 1% of the country's eligible surgical population. In this episode of Biopods, we will explore bariatric and robotic surgery. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib. In this BayCare Medical Group physician interview, we're talking with Dr. Anthony Rossi, Chief of Surgery at South Florida Baptist Hospital and the Medical Director of Bariatric and Robotic Surgery. Welcome, Dr. Rossi. I'm so excited to delve into this fascinating topic.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To begin, can you please define bariatric surgery for our audience?
Absolutely. So bariatric surgery involves surgical procedures performed on the stomach or intestines with the goal of inducing weight loss.
And what patients benefit from this life-changing surgery?
We're dealing with patients that fall into the morbid obesity category. This is defined by a BMI, body mass index, of greater than 40, or a body mass index greater than 35 with associated comorbidities related to their obesity. So things such as hypertension, diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, problems like that.
Okay. So this is obviously a very life-changing surgery for these patients that are eligible for the surgery. How do you as a surgeon determine eligibility for bariatric surgery?
So we have a whole process. Again, they have to meet a certain BMI weight category to be eligible for weight loss surgery. And then we have a screening process. We have consultation process. We have a whole team that meets with the patient and works with the patient in addition to us bariatric surgeons.
Okay. Now, your surgical center is an accredited center of excellence. What is the advantage of having surgery in an accredited center?
So as an accredited center of excellence, there is a set of criteria. We have to go through a survey to receive this accreditation. So this means that we've achieved a certain set of standards to give our patients the best possible outcomes. So this involves a whole team approach, bariatric surgeon. We have physical therapists involved. We have certified registered dietitians that deal with obesity, as well as certain criteria for hospital itself, support staff, physical plant type stuff, like making sure that we have proper equipment so that we can safely care for patients in this category.
So it's a very multidisciplinary approach. Is it to become accredited? Is there an outside entity that is making sure you meet all the criteria?
Yes, we go through the MBSA QIP, and this is a nationwide organization, and they certify weight loss programs like ours for this accreditation standard. So it's kind of the gold standard for performing weight loss surgery and becoming a center of excellence.
That is wonderful. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Rossi, you're also a leader in robotic weight loss surgery. Can you describe the differences between robotic and traditional open surgery?
Absolutely. So traditionally, decades ago, when bariatric surgery started, it was initially done open, meaning these were large incisions, much longer recovery, much more difficult recovery for the patients, longer hospital stays. And that transitioned to laparoscopic surgery years ago, which is a minimally invasive surgery. And now we've transitioned to robotic surgery, which is still a minimally invasive surgery, but we are performing this using the Da Vinci robot, which leads to even better patient outcomes. So decreased cost, it leads to decreased length of stay in the hospitals, quicker return to normal function, tremendous visualization. This is a huge advantage, and this is sort of the direction that we're going. I've been doing robotic bariatric surgery for years now.
That's fantastic. And what would you say are your percentages now with your patient population between traditional, robotic, and laparoscopic bariatric surgery?
So I'm doing all of my bariatric surgery robotically.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what are some of the main advantages or disadvantages of robotic versus open or laparoscopic surgery?
So again, robotic surgery as opposed to open surgery, just tremendous. We're seeing great advantages of robotic over even laparoscopic surgery. The visualization is fantastic, meaning the way we see the organs and the tissues when we're operating is amazing. We have total control of all of the instruments without requiring surgical assistance. And again, just decreased pain and quicker recovery for our patients.
So in a patient undergoing bariatric surgery, what can they expect as the post-operative course, and how do they have to change their lifestyle after any type of bariatric surgery?
So this is one of the huge advantages, I think, of having a proper bariatric program. So before we even get to surgery, it is sometimes a lengthy process, but we work the patients through it. And this involves meeting with our dietitians to make sure that they know what to do before and after surgery as far as their diet. This is not a fad diet. This is a lifestyle change, is what I tell my patients all the time. This is meant to totally alter their life and help them regain their health. So this involves diet. And when I say diet, I mean more proper eating habits. We train the patients and teach them and walk them through it to make sure that they know how they should be eating so that they can stay healthy. After surgery, they're on a restricted diet, a specialized diet while the stomach's healing up after the weight loss surgery for a period of time. And we follow them at set intervals following after surgery throughout the year and then yearly after that.
So how do you as a surgeon define success in bariatric surgery, and what is the overall success rate?
The norm averages, we expect patients to lose about 80% of their excess body weight. So statistically, most patients are not going to lose all of their excess body weight. It certainly can happen. That's not the average. So we expect about 80% excess body weight loss, and long-term sustained weight loss is about the same. So about 80% of our patients lose the weight and maintain that weight loss.
That's fantastic. And how many years after surgery are you noting that they're keeping that weight loss off?
So we follow our patients annually after their weight loss surgery. And again, long-term, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years out, we're seeing anywhere from 60 to 80% of those patients maintain a proper weight.
Oh, that's fantastic. It really is life-changing for them.
It truly is.
Why do you personally enjoy performing weight loss surgery? Because obviously your background is general surgery and you chose to go into bariatric surgery. Why did you make that decision?
So especially in the United States, obesity is a huge health problem. There's plenty of studies out. Several years ago, statistics were that about 42% of adults in the U.S. fall into the obese category. This leads to a whole myriad of health problems, increased risk for heart disease and diabetes and kidney failure. Obesity also increases your risk for developing certain kinds of cancer. So if I can affect change in patients by helping them lose weight to get healthy, we're also helping them mitigate the effects of some of these other health problems. So I really enjoy the surgery from a technical standpoint, and the outcomes are very rewarding. So when we have patients come in and they've lost this weight and they feel great, they look great, they're able to enjoy life with their spouse or their children or their family and friends, it's very rewarding as a surgeon to see patients doing so well.
That is fantastic. And how many of the patients would you say actually improve their comorbidities? So those that have diabetes or hypertension or obstructive sleep apnea.
This is the other fantastic thing, is we're seeing most of our patients with these health problems, especially this obstructive sleep apnea and diabetes. These problems actually go away. Most of our patients with hypertension, their hypertension either resolves or at least drastically improves. Unfortunately, some people have essential hypertension regardless of their weight, but even in most of our bariatric patients, we're seeing those numbers improve, and a lot of them don't need any medications for hypertension either.
Wow, that is an amazing statistic. So bariatric surgery is not only life-changing, but we see from changing these comorbidities, it can also be life-saving. But the Bariatric Society actually estimates that only about 1% of the country's eligible surgical population undergoes bariatric surgery. How do you hope to improve that number?
So getting the word out, I think, is important. And events like this hopefully can spread the word that, you know, people that do want to get their life back, get their health back, they do have options. This is not an option for someone that needs to lose 5 or 10 pounds. This is a longstanding, proven treatment option for patients that need to lose weight to regain their health, or also patients that don't have any of these obesity-related problems yet developed. So we're also preventing things like diabetes, heart disease, hypertension by helping them lose weight and get healthy before they have these problems. So I think getting the word out that there are options for people is very important.
If someone is interested in undergoing bariatric surgery at your accredited Center for Excellence, how do they get in touch with you or your team?
So they can either call our office directly. We're located in Plant City, Florida. We also have a webpage where they can go online and fill out a quick questionnaire, and someone from our program will get back to them to set up their initial consultation. So we try to make it as easy as possible, either going online or calling the office directly so we can get them in quickly for a proper consultation.
So we're wrapping up this episode. Are there any take-home points that you would like to leave with the audience?
So if someone is interested in losing weight and getting healthy, we do have options for you. Surgery is a fantastic option. We've been doing weight loss surgery for decades in this country. It's time-tested and proven. It works. It has good durability and longevity. It is the best thing we have to offer from the medical community for long-term, significant, sustained weight loss. And I appreciate you listening today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rossi. And thank you to our audience for listening to BioPods. For more information and to get connected with one of our physicians, please visit baycare.org. Or for a listing of BayCare Medical Group physicians and services, visit our website at baycaremedicalgroup.org. This has been BioPods. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib.